This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. This lead thing is serious. Why aren't more people taking it that way? The stories coming out of Flint, Michigan are a scandal. Political indifference and economic decline, coupled with the general unwillingness of our collective will to finance and repair infrastructure, has produced the specter of an entire population reduced to the level of undeveloped countries without potable water to drink. Worse, they're being poisoned by lead with likely permanent impact. I live and work with a self-described leadhead as a small band of activists, researchers, and sadly, families coping with these kinds of disasters describe themselves humorously. In August 2013, in fact, I interviewed Beth Butler, president of the Lead Safe America Foundation, on Wade's World. So it was easy to get a deeper understanding of what is happening here. In fact, Tamara Rubin, the energetic and evangelical executive director of the Lead Safe Foundation, is heading soon to Flint to offer several hundred free lead tests to children currently not eligible for testing for lead problems in Flint. Talking to Butler, it seems that the only children actually being tested in Flint now are children 5 years old and younger. In Louisiana, where Butler lives, there's a state requirement for universal testing of all children five and under already, although pediatricians routinely just don't bother, even though it is reimbursable by Medicaid as well. Lead Safe and even some pediatricians argue that Medicaid reimbursements should be held up until there's a full compliance. Not so in Michigan, obviously. Admittedly, the percentages of damage are the highest in that demographic, but as Butler passionately points out, it damages everybody who is contaminated, by the way. Lead Safe argues that everyone now needs to be tested, especially girls and women who might later transfer lead poisoning in the womb. Butler and Lead Safe warn that even the simple finger prick test for lead only is examining a 30-day window of lead impact and not whether lead is already bonded into an individual's bone structure. In Flint especially, other tests need to be made available in order to determine whether or not the lead invasion has breached even more bodies. What can be done? Some people are being given water filters in Flint. The gold standard is triple osmosis filters, and that's good with a caveat. Just like the infrastructure, such filters will also have to be maintained and changed, and they would need to be added to all homes and all businesses. Butler, who has changed the filter in her home system, says rhetorically, how many are going to change those filters? If you have lead inside you now, and at some level we all do, no matter where we live, as the residue of lead paint and leaded gasoline continues, you have to live and eat differently with lots of calcium and iron and vitamin C to promote absorption. More seriously, nutritionists and doctors attuned to this issue need to monitor the community in recovery and triage the more serious cases for assistance. As a veteran community organizer, Butler argues that without building strong community organizations that can constantly make the demands that are needed and force accountability, this is also not going to get better in Flint or the rest of America. And if you think this is just something isolated in the deindustrialized rust belt of America, take a deep breath and some cleaner air. Because darned if overnight construction in the Longworth building of the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. didn't bring down 10 cafeteria workers who became sick from dust residues of lead paint removal, temporarily closing down the cafeteria, a favorite of congressional members. God knows what shape the construction workers, likely contract immigrant laborers, are in, and given the impact of lead on brain functioning even in adults, who knows what factor it may play in the curious craziness of Congress in these times. Seriously though, lead has to be taken much more seriously. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.